Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Come from the cities and they come from the smaller towns. And beat up cars with guitars and drummers go crack, boom, bam.
We're back. What about there? I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much for hanging around with me today. It's my pleasure, and especially my pleasure, anytime I get a chance to go to work at on a golf course. It doesn't get any better than that. I mean, me and you and golf and beautiful weather and wonderful folks, I mean, that's just like, it's like a dream come true for me. And I'm here, as you know, I'm in Augusta Pines Golf and Country Club, looking out over the golf course where the competition begins today. The official competition of this Champions Tournament, the Administaff Small Business Classic, is kicking off today. We've had a whole week of festivities, pro-ams and parties, and just generally whooping it up on behalf of golf and small business. I really wish you could have heard some of the things that were said this week by so many people, and I'm going to bring somebody in a minute to help me join that, to help me explain how all that works. His name is Patrick Mulvey, ladies and gentlemen. He's Vice President for Development at MD Anderson here in Houston, which is a cancer center. And we're going to get him to tell us a little bit about that and how the MD Anderson Clinic benefits from things like a Champions Tour. Patrick Mulvey, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Jim. Thank you.
It's good to have you here, Patrick. And you know, I was just telling the audience, Pat, about how not only were we whooping it up this week on behalf of golf and the PGA Tour and the way people come together, but there have been some wonderful things said about small business owners this week, haven't there?
There have been some fabulous things said about small business owners this week, and I would tell you the talk that Arnold Palmer made last night about
wow.
That was just fabulous.
Wow, I'm still tingling. We had a dinner last night, the players' dinner last night, folks, and I was honored to represent you there, and I want to thank you for that. And it was Pat and I were at the same table, and the man, folks, you know, the king, Arnold Palmer, the greatest ambassador for golf in the history of the game, no question about it. And Pat, I've seen him operate many times over the years, in person, different situations. I've seen him walking down cart paths. And little kids coming up in like a Pied Piper, and I've seen him walk into buildings, and wherever he is, as he keeps walking, but as long as he's walking and until he goes in a door or something, he signs and signs and signs and signs autographs, a golf ball, a pinhead, it doesn't matter what you hand him, he'll autograph it and hand it back to you. And I've never seen anything like it. I mean, I know pros that are nice guys, but he takes it over the top.
Well, he has certainly done that this week, and I'll tell you a little story. We have a long history. MD Anderson has a long history with Mr.
Right.
Palmer, and he has helped us in a number of areas in fundraising. And actually, we do an event each year in Dallas, Texas, called A Conversation with a Living Legend. And a number of years ago, he was our living legend, and he donated his time to come to Dallas and to do that lunch with us. And I know it raised over $500,000 that day. Plus,
wow.
We have a facility called MD Anderson Orlando, and in that medical center there, mm-hmm. He has been a wonderful advocate for cancer and for children and many other things in that area. So we're very appreciative of what he's done MD Anderson.
He actually started a hospital down there for children, women, and children. We interviewed the man who has your job in that hospital back in February.
Uh huh.
But back to small business. Arnold, I mean, my audience would have really gotten a thrill out of hearing him talk about how important small businesses are and reminding all of us that he really is a small business owner.
That's right.
And so it was a thrill, folks, and you're going to hear some more of that today, some of the other guests that are going to be with us. And, Patrick, one of the things that I think is undersung about what happens at the PGA Tours, all of them, the main tour, the Champions Tour, the nationwide tour, the LPGA, all those guys. One of the unsung things that happens are the charitable contributions that are made, the millions, the tens of millions of dollars over the life of the tours, the hundreds of millions, who knows, maybe the billions, I don't know, have been raised for charities and worthy organizations like the, like your organization, the MD Anderson Clinic here in Houston. It's just amazing. And I know that people hear about that. They hear the commercial where they say the real winner is, and they go on. But that's like, you know, 1% probably of all the PR that goes out there. I really think the PGA should spend more of their resources letting people know the wonderful things that they do in these tournaments. It's not just about making the players rich, is it?
It's not just about making the players rich at all. In fact, I would think that for their purposes, it's more of what you just said. You're right. Millions and millions of dollars have been donated to charities throughout the country over these years, and certainly MD Anderson is honored to be the primary beneficiary of this event. And the monies that are raised and donated to MD Anderson during this week are going to go to fund some very important programs at MD Anderson in basic and innovative research.
Well, one of the things that I've asked Paul Sarvadi to do, who's the chairman of Administaff, who's going to be on the show, by the way, in the next hour, the president and the chairman, along with one of their customers, is going to be on the show in the next hour, the president, Richard Rawson, and the chairman, Paul Sarvadi. And one of the things I'm going to ask them to do, I have asked them to do, Pat, is to come back on the show in a few months, because I know it takes a couple of 3 months to tally up all of the proceeds, so to speak, and all the commitments, and to kind of get those things organized and accounted for before you really know how much money was collected for your organization and other charities.
Right.
And so I've asked you them to come back, and I'd like to ask you to do that and to give us a little bit of a report on that.
It would be my pleasure.
Okay, tell us, I got 30 seconds before we go to a break. Get started telling us about the MD Anderson Clinic. I know that it is the number one, awarded the number one cancer clinic in the United States, and I've forgotten the organization that did that. U.S. News, was it?
It's U.S. News and World Report. In fact, 4 out of the last 5 years, MD Anderson has been named the number one cancer hospital in the United States. And we're very proud of that.
Congratulations on that. And give us the website, by the way.
www.mdanderson.org.
.org.
.org. And MD Anderson. Anderson is spelled A-N-D-E-R-S-O-N.
O-N. Patrick, stand by for just a minute. We're going to take a quick break. Folks, I have many friends who have availed themselves of the services of this clinic, and they saved the lives of many of them, and they extended the lives significantly of others. And I encourage you to, if this is something that's part of your life right now, you might want to check them out. We're going to come right back with our friend Patrick Mulvey with MD Anderson Cancer Center. Stay with us. We're back. It's 23 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. My website is www.jbsba.com, jbsba.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there. Don't forget all the other things you can do there to help you start, run, and grow your small business. And I think you'll enjoy it, and I think you'll like the newsletter. And if you don't, you can unsubscribe. You can do it yourself. It's easy. Easy either way. We're glad to have you, and we want to make sure that we provide you with the things that will help you follow your entrepreneurial dream. Pat Mulvey, ladies and gentlemen, is Vice President for Development at MD Anderson Cancer Clinic, MD Anderson Cancer Clinic in Houston, Texas, and with partners in other places. And you know, Pat, I wanted to say on the air what I told you a minute ago. In addition to the work that you guys have done for some of my friends, over the years, that you've been right there for them, and I know all the services you provide them, not only the cancer services, but the human element of it. The people, when they come there, they have to have a place to stay. They have to be taken care of. You know, they need somebody to love them up while they're down there. And you guys have done that. And the other thing, one other thing I wanted to say, and then I'm going to turn it back over to you, and that is, I also have a friend who was in another hospital in another part of the country, and there was some discussion about going to your hospital because there was the level of service for that particular situation was better with you than it was for that. That was just a general hospital that also practiced cancer treatments. Your hospital, rather than make that person travel, your hospital actually worked with their medical staff to treat that person in a way that they didn't, that your guys had more expertise on. And on behalf of that family, Pat, I want to say thank you.
Well, thank you. Thank you for those kind words. I always say that the common denominator at MD Anderson is the cancer patient and their family, and whatever we can do and what is best for the cancer patient is what MD Anderson is going to do always.
Tell us a little bit about MD Anderson. Tell us about the origins of the organization.
Well, MD Anderson is about 63 years old. We are a component of the University of Texas system. And so our full name is University of Texas MD Anderson Cancer Center. And as you said, we're located in Houston, Texas. We are one of the three original comprehensive cancer centers that were designated by the National Cancer Act signed by President Nixon in 1971. Mm-hmm. And our mission is very simple. It's to eliminate cancer and allied diseases as significant health problems throughout Texas, the nation, and the world. And we take that mission very seriously, as you and I have discussed earlier. MD Anderson is a institution with 14,000 employees. 1,000 of those are MDs and PhDs, and all we do is cancer. That is what we're about. We're unique in that we present to patients interdisciplinary approach to treatment where we wrap the caregivers around the patients, oncologists, radiotherapists, all the different type of caregivers, and discuss each case so that a number of minds can come together and make a decision as to what the best treatment plan for that patient is. MD Anderson
about,
will...
Pat, let me ask you, what about if somebody needs the treatment and they don't have insurance and they don't have the money? What happens?
Well, that's a good question. We, as a component of the University of Texas, MD Anderson will treat any Texas resident no matter their ability to pay. In fact, MD Anderson's gave out, billed, and never asked for a dollar of this to indigent patients from the state of Texas last year to the tune of about $200 million.
Wow.
If you're from out of state, then we need some third-party carrier hopefully will pay for their care. But Texas residents,
right,
we will treat no matter their ability to pay.
Right.
If they're medically indigent.
Right. And your funding comes from, obviously, the third-party folks, insurance or the private pay, comes from the state, I guess, through the university, but also through, I guess, grants for research and the benevolence of organizations like the PGA Tour and this tournament.
Yes. We will receive an appropriation each year from the state of Texas, which is equal to about 10% of our budget. And the balance of our budget then comes from just the sources you said, patient revenue, funds that MD Anderson raises each year, and we'll raise about $100 million a year through cash gifts and pledges and estate gifts, and then NCI grants, and we will spend about $280 to $300 million a year on cancer research alone. So it's
I want to ask you about that, the cancer research. I got a little bit less than a minute. In about 30 seconds, what's the future for cancer research? How many cancers do you guys find a way to hunt to almost 100% cure in a year? Did we lose him? I think we must have lost Rick, ladies and gentlemen. Pat, are you there? Okay, we lost Pat. He was hooked up through a convoluted connection in the hospital there. I didn't get my question answered, but I'll tell you what, folks. He's going to be back. Patrick Mulvey with MD Anderson is going to be back with us probably in a couple of months or so. We're going to get him back on the show, on the air, and when that happens, we'll get him to tell us about how things turned out and in terms of the benevolence of the admin staff, Small Business Classic, and I'm looking forward to getting him back on the show. I'm sorry we lost him, but we'll fix that at a future date. 29 after. Going to take a quick break.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.